Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform, Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to on your Glow Girl walk. Hi friends, welcome back to another episode of the Guide Me Glow podcast. And today's episode is going to be about stop chasing what could be and start living in the now. This week's episode is about stop chasing, start being present in the moment, you know, being grateful for the now, because I feel like this week I've just, I don't know, had a lot of conversations and kind of felt it myself that sometimes we can be caught up in the moment and always be looking for the next thing or always wanting to be better and improve, and we never really kind of sit in the moment and be like, actually, I've achieved so much and I'm actually really grateful for where I am now, because, you know, all your past decisions have led you to where you are now, and they have been lessons, some good and some not so good, but you know, it's led you to where you are now. I think that every experience is so valuable and we need to kind of embrace and lean into that journey and really like feel that in the present moment rather than always thinking about the next goal, because we almost like miss the present moment and we're almost not appreciating what the very thing is now. So yeah, I'm looking forward to speaking to you about this, and I hope it inspires you to kind of take a second to almost feel so much gratitude for yourself and everything that you've achieved, because everything that you have achieved is so amazing and you should be so proud of where you are now. So I'm gonna give a little update from me this week. I might start incorporating this more into my episodes because I just feel like it helps you guys get to know me more. And like I said in my previous episodes, I love making these episodes a bit more personal, a bit more just like one-to-one, like things I wouldn't maybe post on social media all the time. And just having like these candid conversations, I just love. So yeah, I mean, this week for me, I've just been focusing on, again, like most weeks, honing on to myself and really being conscious of every decision I make. And I'm conscious of it because when I make a decision, I'm like, is this a decision out of lack or fear, or is it out of self-love and abundance? And this literally is around anything, like even saying yes to hang out with a friend or going and doing your workout. Like, what is your reason for saying yes or no? If it's yes, are you saying yes because you feel like there won't be another chance to hang out with that person again, so you're just going to say yes even though you don't feel like doing it? Or are you saying yes because you truly do feel like you're in the right energy, and it's nothing even to do with a friend? Like, it literally is about how you're feeling. And I feel like sometimes I know that I'm kind of making, you know, a decision that's not solely based for me, but then I'm kind of conscious of how I feel after, and it always proves me right. I'm like, how is my energy after? How does my next day feel after? Like, all these things and all these decisions, it literally affects us in so many other ways rather than just in that moment, if that makes sense. It's just interesting because I think a lot of people struggle with having issues with saying no, and I just think you always have to put yourself first. And if saying no means that it does disappoint someone in that moment, I think at the end of the day, you're just gonna have to accept that, because if you're saying no to someone, you're saying yes to yourself, and you should always say yes to yourself first, and the other person will always, you know, they'll get over it. So I think just always putting yourself first and kind of tuning into exactly what you want and not doing things just to please others, because obviously we all want our own way, so people are going to be convincing and all that kind of thing. But when we stand our ground and set a boundary for ourselves, the more we do that, the better we get at it. So now I feel like I don't really have a problem with saying no hanging out to friends. Like, if I don't feel like it, then I won't, and if I do, I do. Not all the time. Sometimes I do say yes and I go and I'm like, oh, like, why am I here? And again, it's nothing to do with the people, it's just kind of like how I feel and my energy, and I always want to be protecting my own energy. So yeah, it's just little thing to think about. Also been focusing this week on doing this same meditation every morning, to try and reprogram my subconscious mind. It's actually one that I found on Spotify. It's kind of like a wealth abundance meditation, and I've just been doing it every morning. Mostly I do meditate every morning, but I kind of do different ones and it really depends on my mood. But I still want to include those kind of like self-love abundance ones, but I want to see how different, you know, in 21 days, how different like my reality will be because I'm doing the same meditation every morning. Like I'm being so intentional about it. So after that 21 days, it's because it says to do it 21 days. So I'll give you guys an update after, but yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. And I don't know, it's just a fun little challenge for me. If you follow me on Instagram on Feed Me Glow and Guide Me Glow, I put out my April glow goals. And, you know, part of it says to do a meditation every morning and in the evening. So in the morning, do like an abundance meditation. And then in the evening, do like a self-love meditation. So I'm going to do that and see how it goes. And I just know it will make me feel so much better. But this month, I think I really want to focus on just like what gives me energy, what makes me feel good, and kind of trying to reprogram my mind and let go of old habits that sometimes circle back when I think it's fine, and it kind of like I kind of forget about those habits and kind of move past it. But then sometimes if something stressful is going on in my life, it comes back, and that's just life. Like it's always up and down, but I'm trying to really, yeah, reprogram my mind around that. So that's that. And then I'm also focusing a lot on allowing more balance in my life and not feeling guilty around things that I've once put rules around. So I guess mainly for me, I've always been pretty strict around like my health. Not my whole life, but more so when I first started my health and fitness journey. And I was vegan for like 4 years, but then I was pretty strict with it and put rules around what I could eat and what I couldn't, and being really like strict on, you know, no processed foods, no, none of this. And I think really that just kind of spiraled my mind into quite like restrictive eating. And sometimes that does come back. I have to be mindful about it. And I feel like, if I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, I feel like at the moment I'm kind of feeling those feelings coming back, having these slight restrictive thoughts. And then obviously it leads to the older habits that happen when you have restrictive thoughts. And so I'm trying to really figure out why that is and, yeah, reprogram my mind to let go of those guilty thoughts that I had around those foods and any rules that I put around foods, really listen to my body and tune into what my body wants and what it needs rather than what my mind think it needs. I think everyone has like a weak point of what they go to when they're feeling stressed, you know, and then it turns into like a habit. For me, it's never been like drinking or even drugs and stuff like that. Like I don't do that stuff. But for me, I guess it was more so the food and the control around food. You obviously can't live without food. So that's when things get a little bit, you know, blurred lines, because when it's things like smoking or drinking and stuff, like you can live without that, but with food, like you literally can't live without it. So you have to just like reprogram your mind about around how you think about it. I'm trying to allow more balance in my life and, you know, maybe incorporating more foods that I would usually never eat because I see it as a treat food or like not healthy enough or whatever. But I think the more you normalize those foods, the more you're not going to feel the need to like overeat on those foods or feel guilty around these foods or feel like out of control, basically, because, you know, you're coming from, again, the mindset of abundance where, well, I can always have access to this food. So like, why would I feel the need to overeat on it? Whereas if you always restrict yourself on those foods, you're coming from a mindset of lack and restriction. So when you do let yourself have those foods, those, you know, treat foods, you go overboard because your body and your mind, and it's more so your mind, to be honest, your mind is being like, oh my God, I must make the most of this because I never get it. So yeah, that's what I'm working through at the moment. Body self-love, all of that stuff. And it's a new month, so I really want to be intentional about, you know, what I want to happen this month. And this is something for you to think about too. Like, what do you want to happen this month? I feel like months can go past so quick, but that's pretty scary. We're not intentional about it, because if months go so quick, that means that it builds up to be years. And next thing we know, it's like 5 years and we're like, whoa, what just happened? So it's really important to be intentional about each month, and to be honest, every day, but you know, to not put too much like pressure on it. Just think about, what do we want to happen this month? What are your intentions and what needs to change? And how can you also keep track and stay accountable for yourself? And to do this, you can either partner up with a friend to help you, because it's like a fun little thing together and you can help support each other, or you can, you know, create like a checklist, and every day you know that you've stayed accountable. And that's what my 21 day glow reset guide helps you with. It has, you know, 21 boxes and you can check off each thing you've done. And for me, I'm using some of those reset rules, and I'm gonna just focus on a few, because obviously I've done the challenge a couple times, but now I'm really gonna focus on just a few of them and see how much I can improve in those areas. And I'll also keep you guys updated with that. Okay, so I feel like that was a super, super long intro and update from me, but I wanna lean into the affirmation of the week, because we always have an affirmation of the week at the start of the episode. So the affirmation of the week is, what is meant for me will always find its way to me. And this is the affirmation of the week because I just think when you stop chasing and you just lean into the abundance mindset, when things are truly meant for you, that will always find you. I feel like when things are meant for you, you don't ever need to chase, you don't ever need to worry, you don't ever need to just be like anxious about it. I think what is meant for you will always find you. And you know when you hear those stories when like there's something that is meant for them, but they try everything that they can to just not want that, but then it always just comes back. Like, I feel like that is what it is. Like, when something is meant for you, like it will be like a boomerang, like it'll always come back. And this kind of leads me on to the whole concept of not chasing. We probably all heard the quote, I don't chase, I attract. But this truly is so true. And you know, when you chase, that means that that thing is only gonna run away further, because you know, if you're chasing someone, they're not gonna like run towards you, they're gonna chase further away and faster probably. So when we focus on attracting and not worrying about, you know, what the outcome is going to be, what the other person's going to do, what decision someone's going to make, and we just focus on ourselves and focus on thinking what's going to attract the situation to me by just working on myself and my actions, then I feel like that will attract those things closer to you, and you don't really need to put much effort in almost. And I don't mean like not putting any work in at all, but you're not forcing it. You're doing the aligned actions, but you're doing it in an enjoyable way, and you're not feeling anxious about it or like keep checking up on things. So just focus on like what you can do right now that will take you close to your goals, and just focus on enjoying the process and the progress, and not attaching yourself to the outcome. And I think that's a really important factor to remember, is not to attach yourself to the outcome. I remember when I kind of first was more conscious of this idea of not attaching myself to the outcome, or not attaching myself to anything really, but just focusing on like the connection and the feeling and how I feel. And this dramatically made my life so much better, because I was like, you know, whatever happens, happens. If it doesn't go the way that I thought it would go, then fine. I'm obviously allowed to feel like upset or let down or whatever, but at the end of the day, I probably think that happened for a reason and something better will come along. So I no longer am gonna dwell on what could be or what should be, because what could be or should be would be. Always just focus on what you can do in this present moment that's gonna make you feel good. Don't attach yourself to the outcome, really. It's kind of like working out. Obviously, a lot of people do work out to look good and see results. Like, that is definitely one part of it. And I'm not saying I don't do that either. Like, obviously, I do work out to see physical changes too, but you don't see those within a second. You don't do one workout and be like, oh my god, I've changed so much. Do you know what I mean? I feel so much better. Like, it's more so the repetitiveness and the consistency that will then take you to where you want to be. But if you always just focused on the outcome, then it's going to be really long and like an unenjoyable process, because it just takes time. Whereas if you're focused on enjoying the workout and not really focused on the outcome on or how you look, like it would just naturally come. It would just be such a more pleasurable experience. And I also just think when you're so focused on what's next, you're never really fully feeling happy with the now. We're in a generation when we're always striving for the next thing. We always see like the grass is always greener on the other side, and we don't take time to be in the present moment. And I catch myself doing this too. I'm like, sometimes I love the idea of like moving around the world and just living in different places and traveling to different places. Like, you know, the world is so beautiful and I want to experience it all. And at the moment I'm living in Sydney. If you didn't know, I am originally from London, but I'm living in Sydney and I've been here for 2.5 years. Today has actually been a beautiful day, but the whole of summer has been rainy, like literal torrential rain. So we haven't really had much of a summer, and it's kind of this thing called La Nina where it's just like downfall all the time. And so obviously the weather hasn't been the best thing, and I am a complete sun baby and I need sun. And it has such an effect on my mood too, and just the lifestyle that I like to live. Like I like to be in hot sunny countries. And so, you know, because it's been raining and stuff, I've been like, I want to move somewhere like next that's going to be super super sunny and like do all these things, and it will be so much more better and like so much more aligned. But I knew that when I moved before I moved here, I was thinking that this would be the perfect place. And like, I really am so grateful to be here, and I've really enjoyed my time here. I love Australia, but I think also just being present and being like, okay, well, obviously right now I'm not moving at this time, so what can I do that's gonna kind of enhance my experience here? So if I'm looking for more culture and more things to do, like can I look up events to go to and, you know, do different things and the same thing every week? Or if it's not that sunny here at the moment, can I look into booking some trips throughout the year to explore more of Australia and that's more sunny? Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like making the most out of what you have rather than always kind of, I guess, putting yourself in a victim mentality and kind of waiting for the next thing, but like you're not really doing anything to like get to the next thing, if that makes sense. Having goals is amazing. We need to have goals in order to have direction of, you know, where we're working towards, why we're working towards those things. But it's also important to take a second and be grateful for where you are now. And in order, just in general, to manifest your goals, you have to act as if you're living that now, and you have to feel the feelings now. So if you're wanting to manifest your goal body or your goal health, you have to act as if you already have that body or you already have that lifestyle or energy or whatever, because that just means that you're just doing the habits that will take you there. So you really have to kind of lean into those habits rather than, you know, wishing that you were a certain person or a certain way, but then still continuing with your old habits that clearly aren't working. And it's okay. It's okay to try, and it's okay to, you know, trial and error. Like, not everything is going to work, and that's the whole point of life. Like, you go through experimentation and you try things out, and if you don't like it, then that's absolutely fine. You can change it. Like, nothing is forever. So yeah, just allowing yourself to do that is, I think, really key. I also wanted to touch on the subject of comparison, and I feel like this kind of stops us from living in the now, because when we're especially on social media or even with friends or people that we just know of, a lot of the time we can compare ourselves to someone else's highlight reel. I don't think we ever really know what's going on in someone's life, like 360. You know, people like to share their best parts, and as they should, you know, it's fine too. I think it's inspiring, I think it's motivating, but we never really know what's truly going on in someone's life, so we should take everyone's showings almost with a pinch of salt. No one really talks about their struggles that much. I think it's becoming more common now, which is great. But all in all, you know, we normally just see people's highlight reels and what's going good on their day, and we don't see everyone's low days. Because of that, we can so easily compare ourselves and end up feeling a bit bad about ourselves or a bit low about ourselves, because, you know, we could have had like the most relaxing day of just self-care and not doing any work because we needed a break. And then we went on social media and saw this person who was like a similar age or younger doing so much and just launched her business and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden we feel guilty because we're like, oh my God, I should have worked my business or I should have worked on this. But actually you would have had a really nice day just to yourself. And it had you not gone on social media and saw that, then you know, you would have felt fine. And I'm not saying social media is bad. Of course, I love social media. It's really, truly grown my career and it's obviously my job. But I think just being mindful about how you consume content and how you kind of take in that content is really important. You have to be mindful about, you know, how much you're actually taking things as face value. And sometimes just having a bit of a social detox is really great. I'm not saying that this needs to be like days long, weeks long, but having parts of your day that, you know, you're giving yourself a little bit of social media detox. So this can be in the mornings. Like I never really go on my phone in the morning when I'm doing my morning routine because I want that to be solely for myself. I don't want to be checking on my messages. I don't want to be seeing someone and then thinking about them. Like I want to just wake up and think about what I want to think about and not be swayed by something I've seen on social media. Another thing that can help is setting limits on your phone. So like time limits, I have that on my Instagram to help, you know, keep my screen time down and only go on it when I need to go on it. But yeah, I think comparison really is the thief of joy and everyone is on their own journey and you shouldn't compare yourself to other people because you're not them. And everyone is literally, yeah, on their own journey and you will find your way when it's your time. It's like, it's all in the universe and God's time. I just think if things are meant to be happening for you, they will be. And if it's not yet, but it's something that you're working towards, just be patient and just keep working at it and, you know, don't force it. So another point I want to make is surrendering and letting go. Because this kind of touches on what I said before about, you know, chasing and attracting and all that. But when you stop forcing what you want to happen, so when you stop forcing the outcome and you just kind of put your desires out there, but then kind of let it go, often that outcome will be what you wanted because you're not attaching yourself to the outcome. And yeah, so the whole concept of surrendering and letting go is like truly just almost not caring and not putting in like so much effort and thought into one thing to try and like make it happen. I feel like it kind of is the opposite of what we were kind of taught when we were younger. Like you have to always be in the hustle, you have to, you know, always chase and you always have to always like make sure you're on it and put in so many hours and work into things. But I think as time has gone by, I just think to myself, all those things that I've ever tried and forced or chase or anything like that, it just hasn't worked out. But all the things that I'm like, you know what, like I'm enjoying the moment and I want this to happen, but if it doesn't happen, then that's also okay and I'll move on and do something else, like I'll live, you know what I mean? Like it's not the end of the world. Then often those things do turn out to be really nice and it's almost not having those expectations of how things should go, because having expectations, really, you're just gonna let yourself down because nothing ever really goes exactly to how you planned. But if you just focus on how you want to feel, then your actions and your decisions will be based on how you feel, and you'll often end up feeling like that because, yeah, you're putting the control back within yourself and you're not giving away your power to other people. Whereas if you're always doing things like checking up on something or being like needy, like this needy energy, you're coming from a place of fear and lack, and because you're kind of putting out that vibration, you're just gonna receive more of like that lack. So when you focus on abundance and you focus on like yourself and what's making you happy, you're gonna attract more of like this positive energy. So it's just, life is just a mirror, really. Like it truly is, it's a reflection of you. So whatever is happening in your life is a reflection of, you know, your past decisions and how you're acting now. So if you want that to change, you have to change how you're acting, really. So the last point, this is actually a pretty short poddy, but I wanted it to make it kind of quick and, you know, snappable, actionable points that you can actually really take in. But the last point is to slow it down. And I literally had this thought today. I was like washing up And I just had this thought, oh my God, like I need to slow it down. It's almost like doing less, but spending more time on each thing that I'm aiming for. So instead of always trying to add more things onto my plate or, you know, new ideas here and there, and like, that's great, but just kind of prioritize and be like, okay, what exactly do I want to achieve this month or the next few months, and what are the actions that's going to take me there? Like, what are the things that are a priority, and then what are all the other things that are like extra that, you know, are nice that could help? But, you know, if I was to really just prioritize like 10 to do things, what are the top two or three that would really get the needle moving and that I would feel productive and good after? Because I feel like a lot of time we have so many things on our to-do list and we start to do all the easy things first, and then at the end of the day we still have all the big things and we don't feel accomplished even though we've done a lot of things, but because we haven't, you know, whittled down on like the big things that we need to do, we still don't feel great. So it's kind of about doing more of those main, you know, priority things, doing less of the other busy things just for the sake of procrastinating or being busy. Also just giving time and being patient and learning to lean into the discomfort and letting go of any time frames or expectations, I think is really important and just makes me feel more present in the moment. It's almost like, you know, if this feels really right, then I'm just gonna enjoy this moment for what it is. But if it feels wrong, or I'm having like thoughts in the back of my mind and I'm like, this just doesn't feel right, I'm focusing more on like long-term gratification rather than short-term gratification. And yeah, I just feel like it's always worth it at the end of the day. And slowing it down and giving yourself time to really just think about your actions and how it's going to affect your future self, I think is really beneficial. I hope those tips helped you and made you feel more inspired and motivated. I'm just gonna run them through again, point by point, just so you can remember them and just as a recap, and you can come away from this podcast and feel like you can actually make changes. But the first one is, don't chase, attract. Because when you chase, that means that one thing is gonna run further away. The second is, focus on the now, because when you're so focused on what's next, you're never really fully present in the moment now. You're never going to feel fully satisfied and you're always going to be chasing for the next thing. Number three is, comparison is really the thief of joy. So focus on yourself and get inspired and motivated by other people, but don't compare yourself to other people. Number four is, surrender and let go. So stop forcing what you want to happen and just surrender and let go of the outcome. And then number five is, slow it down. So do less, but spend time doing more of the high priority things. So instead of putting more and more on your plate, you know, scrape it all back and be like, what is actually gonna make the biggest difference for me right now? So you know, I never leave a podcast without a challenge of the week. This week's challenge is, what habits can you do more that will help you feel like your best self and more present? So what are the things that almost make you forget to look at your phone or check up on other people? These things I feel like literally make you feel so good and like on this just complete different, like high energetic energy field vibration, whatever you want to call it, and just feel so good in the moment, so present, and you feel so motivated after. Like, do more of that. For me, this morning I got up, it was sunny, I did my morning routine, I then got out for a walk. I feel like for me, when I just have to get out like pretty soon after I get up, it just makes me feel so much better about myself, so I'm not like cooped up. And I was doing a walking meditation and I literally felt amazing. Like, I felt so good and I was just listening to these walking meditations and I was like, wow, like I'm so grateful for my life. Like, everything is happening. Like, I felt such good energy. And I just feel like when I'm on a high vibe, everyone else around me and everything else just like happens for me. And I'm like, this is why. Whereas if I know that I'm thinking in the back of my head, like something kind of negative or whatever, that usually manifests into reality too. So manifestation isn't just about good things. Like, you literally are manifesting no matter what you're doing. Like, your thoughts are always like giving that vibration off. So it's really important to focus on like how you can change your mindset and kind of switch negative into positive thoughts. And maybe I'll do another podcast on like exactly how to do this. I feel like so many people are like, just change your mindset, just change your mindset and just think positive. But it's like, okay, but how? You know what I mean? But I think the top tip for me is like doing all the daily activity habits that make you like think, give you no choice but to literally think positively. They're all in my 21 day reset glow guide. And that's a plug, but also you don't have to buy it. I also, you know, obviously give so many tips and stuff on my Instagram and TikTok and stuff. But honestly, those habits that I do, if I did them every day, like I feel incredible. And you have to commit yourself to it though. It's not like, you know, it's not super, super long, but it's these key things that will help you kind of get to where you want to be. And yeah, for me, that's meditation, that's walking outdoors, that's doing hobbies like dancing. I haven't done dance in so long and I'm like, I need to get back to it because it's just so fun for me. And then yeah, working out, moving my body, reading, finding out new information and new ways of thinking, journaling is obviously amazing for getting out your thoughts and just kind of finding new realizations that you've just kept in your head, learning something new. So immersing yourself in maybe like a new course or like just learning about a new topic. I think a lot of us, if you're still not studying and you're still not in school, we think that's when learning stops. But no, like you should always be learning, and not just like work things, like just kind of personal things as well, like things that you enjoy, because I think that's what keeps us motivated and inspired and gives us energy, is literally always learning, always being open. And yeah, I think just protecting your energy at the end of the day. So that is the end of today's podcast. We are doing a slightly shorter one today, but let me know, you know, the length of the podcast that you do like. Recently it's been pretty much like 40 or 45 minutes, but I'm going to try with a shorter episode and see how you guys like it. Because I know sometimes people don't like listening to really, really long ones. I personally like listening to a mix. I like short ones that which are like 20 minutes, but then I also really enjoy like a long 45 minute one to really like understand the topic. But I felt like this one, it didn't need too much explaining. It's kind of just giving you the motivation and the inspiration to have these thoughts ponder in your mind after listening to this, and then taking action and just being mindful about what you do throughout the rest of the day, or yeah, whatever you're doing. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. As always, your feedback means the most to me. So please don't forget to rate and leave a little cute review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It helps my podcast reach to a new audience and help other people glow and become their higher self. Look forward to hearing your feedback. Let me know especially how the challenge of the week goes. Just message me on the Instagram and I will definitely get back to you. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, and I will chat to you next Tuesday. Bye.